We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Tes. We are in the middle of Sif Dalet. We saw yesterday that the Mechaber Paskin, that if one was Mekabel to fast on Erev Shabbos, they must fast until Teis HaKalchavim, unless when they were Mekabel to fast upon themselves, they stated clearly that they would not fast until Teis HaKalchavim, rather an earlier time. However, the Ramah comments, Yesh Omrim De Lo Yashlim, El Miyachi Yotzi Mibes HaKnesses Yochal. There are some who hold that you don't have to go till Tzeis, it's enough to fast until everybody finishes davening. When you leave shul, Mishnah Berurah explains that is already as though you're Mekabel Shabbos, and when you accept a fast upon yourself on Erev Shabbos, you only have to fast until you reach Kabbal Shabbos, your Kabbal Shabbos, which here we are saying is when you leave shul. So Ramah continues, Lachem B'tanis Yachid Lo Yashlim, V'tov L'farish Kim B'shas Kabbal Satanis, V'tanis Tzibur Yashlim V'achi Nahag. So we make a pshara between these two opinions. When is the Tainas Yachad fast, which you are Makabal upon yourself for whatever reason? Some of the reasons the Mishnah Berurah gives include one who fasts on a Yahrzeit or one who fasts on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So if it is such a fast, then you don't have to go until Teis HaKalchavim. You could go only until they finish davening. However, it's best, as the Ramah, to state clearly when you are Makabal the Tainas that you're only planning on going until that time. But on Tainas Tzibur, Tainus, which all of Klal Yisrael is Nohig, so then, if it falls out on a Friday, which is really only the potential by a limited Tainus, so those Tainusim, you would have to go until Teis HaKalchavim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it always goes based on what you do the first time you do it. So, if you fasted on Erev Shabbos as a Yahrzeit, for a Yahrzeit, and you fasted until Teis HaKalchavim, then from that time on, any time you have a fast on Erev Shabbos, you're going to have to do so until Teis HaKalchavim. However, if the first time you did it, you already stated that you were not planning on going until Teis HaKalchavim, so then each fast after that, which falls out on Erev Shabbos, as a private fast, you will be able to complete your fast earlier. You won't have to go until Teis, and you don't even have to state it anymore. The interesting issue comes up if you decide that you want to fast for a Yahrzeit of a mother or a father, and it falls out during the week, and you fast until Tzeis. And then the next year, that Yahrzeit falls out on an Erev Shabbos. So do you have to fast until Tzeis because the year before you fasted on the Yahrzeit until Tzeis? Or that was only because that was a weekday. However, now when it's Erev Shabbos, it will be different. So the Mishnah Berurah brings Machlokas HaPoskim about this, and he says, therefore, Misha Mitzar, Yuchol Lismoch Ala Makilim V'Lechol Tekef, So therefore, if someone is having a hard time fasting, so they would be able to complete their fast when they leave shul and not need to wait until Teis HaKalchavim. The Mechaber concludes this sif, V'imhu tainis chalom sarach lesanos ad Teis HaKalchavim. However, if you decide to fast a tainis chalom on Erev Shabbos, so then that you have to go until Teis HaKalchavim, according to everyone in the Mishnah Berurah explains, since Medina, you were able to have a Tainus Chalom even on Shabbos, so then of course you'll be able to do so on Erev Shabbos up until Teis HaKalchavim as well. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings those that are cholik on this Mechaber as well, the Mishnah Berurah says the Achronim Hiskimu, that the Shulchan Aruch is correct, and therefore it's best, if you have a Tainus Chalom, to do so until Teis HaKalchavim, even on Erev Shabbos.